Key points. The term quat, link squat, is a genus encompassing four types of lynx. Bobcats, also known as the red lynx, are part of the lynx genus. Typically known lynxes differ from the red lynx, bobcat, in several ways. Expert climbers, deadly predators, and doting parents, the bobcat is an iconic piece of American wildlife. Sporting unique ear tufts and long cheek hairs, these medium-sized wildcats are easy enough to identify in the wild, especially compared to mountain lions and ocelots. What many people may be confused about, though, is the difference between a lynx and versus bobcat. The answer to that question is both simple but also complex. From a taxonomical perspective, the lynx is a genus of wild cats that includes four species: the Canadian lynx, the Iberian lynx, the Eurasian lynx, and the bobcat. That's right, the bobcat is really just a type of lynx. It even goes by the alternative name of red lynx. This is a good case where old, folk names don't exactly map perfectly onto scientific reality. On the other hand, the bobcat and Canadian lynx are more similar to each other, both genetically and evolutionary-wise, than either one is to the Eurasian or Iberian lynx. And yet it's still possible to point out a few features unique to the bobcat, which the other members of the lynx genus may not share. These differences are interesting in what it says about the bobcat's lifestyle. For the purpose of this article, the term bobcat will refer to a single species, Lynx rufus, also known as just the bobcat or the red lynx. The term lynx will apply to the other three species of the genus, the Eurasian, Iberian, and Canadian lynxes. Read on to discover the differences between lynx versus bobcat. Bobcat versus lynx, where do they live? Bobcats exclusively exist in North America, whereas lynx live in Europe, Russia, Asia, and North America. In North America, the Canada lynx and bobcats are the two species of lynx that can be found. The Canada lynx is mostly found in the boreal woods of Canada and Alaska, while the bobcat is widespread over southern Canada, the United States, and northern Mexico. Comparing bobcat, red lynx, versus lynx. The lynx is a medium-sized wild cat with long legs, a short tail, and tufts of black hair on the tips of the ears. The purpose of these tufts isn't clear yet, but they may serve as a sensing device of some sort. These are reclusive and solitary hunters; they would rather run away from people than fight. While the bobcat, or red lynx, shares many of these same features, there are a few subtle differences that help to distinguish the lynx versus bobcat. Here's a quick breakdown of these differences. The four key differences between bobcats and lynxes. Bobcat, red lynx, versus lynx, range. The geographical range is always the most obvious giveaway of whether it's a bobcat or a lynx. Except for a few overlapping places, the bobcat is the only member of the lynx genus found in the United States and Mexico. Whereas the Canadian, Eurasian, and, to a lesser extent, Iberian lynx are mostly found in cold environments that receive a lot of annual snowfall, the bobcat inhabits a wide range of different ecosystems, including deserts and swamps. Bobcats are therefore quite easy to identify from their habitat alone. The only regions where they overlap with the range of the Canadian lynx are southern Canada and a few states like Washington and Montana. In these areas, you would need to be a little more discerning to correctly identify the animal. Bobcat, red lynx, versus lynx, size. The bobcat is the smallest of the four lynx species. It reaches a maximum length of 41 inches from head to tail and a maximum height of about 2 feet. It's also the smallest in terms of weight. The Canadian lynx is only slightly larger, however, so it might be difficult to distinguish them at a glance from size alone, especially given the fact that individuals vary so much in size. Bobcats have smaller feet than other lynxes. Also, the bottoms of their paws are not covered in fur like those of the others in their species. This is most likely due to the fact that they don't need extra traction for snowy regions. Bobcat, red lynx, versus lynx, legs and feet. Most members of the lynx genus are well adapted for life in harsh, cold climates. Their big padded soles, long legs, and splayed toes enable them to walk nimbly on the snow. The bobcat is a bit of an exception. Its natural range extends all the way to the southern United States and Mexico, which received barely any snow at all. The bottoms of their paws are likewise relatively bereft of fur, and they have shorter legs. Bobcat, red lynx, versus lynx, fur color and patterns. It's difficult to make too many generalizations about the lynx's fur color, because it tends to vary quite a bit between gray, yellow, tan, and brown, depending on the season. But the bobcat usually features a brown coat of fur with darker black spots and a black banded tail. It generally has more spots than the Canadian lynx, but perhaps fewer than the Iberian lynx. This fur pattern serves the function of allowing the bobcat to blend in with its surrounding environment and strike its prey quickly. It also has shorter tufts of fur springing from the cheeks and ears compared to the closely related Canadian lynx. Summary: bobcat, red lynx, versus lynx. To put it simply, bobcats are a species of lynx. Bobcats are mainly found in the United States and south into parts of Mexico. Other lynx species exist in Canada, Eurasia, and Iberia. It is easy to confuse bobcats for a different genus based on their given folk name. Comparatively, bobcats do differ from other lynx species, and here's how. Up next. Wild felines can often be confusing. Here are some facts on bobcats, mountain lions, and lynxes to help clear up the confusion. Are bobcats dangerous? Elusive in the U.S., it's good to know if these felines are dangerous or not. Mountain lion versus bobcat, who would win in a fight? Very different felines, can these two stand against each other in a fight? Types of lynx cats, more in-depth analysis into different lynx species.